Since the beginning of the Trump administration back in 2016 and the re-election in 2024, immigration enforcement and laws have caused much turbulence to rise in the Hispanic communities in Los Angeles. Advocates and community leaders at the hearing said that they have felt terrorized and have lived in the fear of being separated from their families on their way to work. Chief Executive Officer for the United Farm Workers Foundation, Erica Lomeli Cocoran, was one of the speakers at the hearing Monday afternoon.
When workers are afraid of immigration enforcement authorities, they are less likely to report wage theft, unsafe working conditions, harassment, or retaliation. This fear gives bad employers more power and weakens basic labor protections for all workers. Even when workers choose to stay home, missing one or 2 days of work could mean falling behind on rent, food, childcare, utilities, transportation, and basic medical needs. According to a survey study the UFWA Foundation conducted in 2025, 92% of 2,250 farm workers who completed the survey reported immigration raids and deportations affected their employment. These are the consequences of ICE raids in our communities.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers have been patrolling the center of the city of Los Angeles, causing many individuals of Hispanic descent to become worried for their safety. At the beginning, it was said that immigration deportations were to target certain individuals, but as time passed, many speakers at the hearing noted that now it has become more about volume and the number of individuals that are deported. Pablo Alvarado, another speaker at the hearing, is the co-executive director of National Day Labor Organizing Network Foundation, which unifies and supports day laborers.
Home Depot and the day labor corners. The corners our workers have used for decades to feed their families became hunting grounds. Agents in tactical gear jump out of unmarked vehicles and rented trucks and chase people through the parking lots. The same LA stores got hit over and over. The damage does not stop when the cameras leave. Kids are kept home from school. Parents skip medical appointments and court dates. People stop calling police even when they are victims of a crime. That is what this past year has done the day labor and immigrant community in Los Angeles, and it is still happening.
After the People's Hearing on Immigration Enforcement in Minnesota was held in March and the People's Hearing on Immigration Enforcement in Chicago was held in May, the People's Hearing on Immigration Enforcement will now analyze the impact that immigration has had in Los Angeles communities. Angelica Salas was a spokesperson for the Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights LA organization that advocates for immigration rights.
60% are facing food insecurity, 64% are facing housing insecurity, 68% have dependent children. We have to do more for our little kids, our children, because they're being impacted too. We've met many of those children. We have to support them. But what we have done, and I want this also to be in the record, is that collectively we're defending and supporting our families with legal and mutual aid support. These are many of the organizations and their flyers, because I want the record to show that we have not just stood idly by. We've engaged in legal and mutual support, including the creation of an LA County fire and raise victim rental assistance program of over $30 million.
Even though immigration enforcement has caused impacts primarily towards the Hispanic community, many different organizations and foundations are working together to diminish the effects of this issue and will work tirelessly to ensure the communities in Los Angeles can feel safe again. This is Brianna Vasquez for KPFA News.